We know there's a lot happening in Chicago. WBEZ's new summer guide can help you figure out what to do today, tomorrow, or next week. Find out more at wbez.org/summer.
Later this morning, Sangamon County officials are supposed to release body camera footage of the night 36-year-old Sonia Massey was killed. Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson shot Massey earlier this month after she had called 911 to her Springfield home to report a prowler. Grayson, who has since been fired, now faces murder charges. Meanwhile, Massey's family and friends mourned the loss and cheered her memory at her funeral on Friday. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal was there.
Purple was a prominent color at the funeral service. Many attendees wore purple-colored pants, dresses, coats, and heels. Inside the casket, Sonia Massey wore a lilac blazer. Purple was her favorite color. Family members and close friends spoke of Massey as a go-getter, someone who would help others without asking, someone who was really good at doing hair, and someone who was a great mother to her children.
I look back at our messages. We share our pictures of our kids.
The mood of the mourners was a mixture of despair and frustration. Pastor Carrie Beckwith led the funeral service.
And unfortunately, you all have become part of a club that no one wants to be a part of. Because it seems as if on one hand it's justice. Come on. And on the other hand, it's just us.
Massey was a Black woman who was shot in her Springfield home earlier this month by a white deputy sheriff after she had called 911 for help. Prosecutors say former Deputy Sean Grayson yelled aggressively at Massey to put a pot down. They say she put her hands in the air, said, "I'm sorry," and ducked behind her kitchen counter for cover before being shot in the face. Grayson is charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder and is being held in jail pre-trial. Sangamon County was Grayson's 6th police department in just 4 years, and he had been arrested twice for driving under the influence.
When you are allowed to resign from a police department, and then they recycle you, and you go on to the next police department. Yeah.
Massey's father, James Wilburn, addressed a state senator in the church, saying elected officials need to raise the standard for hiring law enforcement.
Illinois can be number one state senator.
Yeah.
Introduce the bill tomorrow. That when you are in lieu of being fired from a police department, you don't go on to the next one.
After the funeral, civil rights attorney Ben Crump warned the body camera footage being released later today will be hard to watch.
The video will shock America's conscience. Many, much in the same way America's conscience was shocked with Emmett Till. I mean, it's that shocking of a video.
Crump is representing Massey's family. He says it's important that Grayson gets a long sentence for the shooting.
Because we want it to be a deterrent that nobody would dare kill a innocent mother who committed no crime.
Unarmed.
No crime.
Crump says the family is considering a wrongful death lawsuit against Sangamon County. He believes it will send a message about the need to do a better job hiring and overseeing police officers. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
This is WBEZ.